Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. Just to let you all know, it's all about Wednesday, and it's a wrap Wednesday on women's health. We're talking about this because this is an issue that affects every woman, especially now. No matter what you're doing in life, whether it's a homemaker, whether it's a entrepreneur, CEO of a company, a doctor especially, a nurse, a teacher, everything you do is connected to your health. Your health affects you. And I know that personally. And I'm here to talk about women's health and sisterhood. With more women on the job, with more women in executive positions, with more women in leadership, we can definitely be heard. There's a sisterhood and a camaraderie that comes with working with women, working with a group of women. And I can give a perfect for me. I've experienced it when I was sick and when I was down. And there's nothing like it because as a woman, you understand. As a man, you cannot relate. You may be able to relate, but you don't understand. So as a woman, you can understand. As a man, you can only relate. And that's difficult to navigate when you're in the workplace. And if you're going to get people to understand your staff, you need staff that look like each other, meaning you need women as your staff. And they can rally around each other. It's nothing like sisterhood. And even today, we just got another warning from our governor. I believe our governor, our mayor, here in LA, that it's no longer fanciful to visit anyone outside your household. So we're going back into lockdown, seems like. And you can only go to essential stores, and it's limited in gyms and places of work. So this thing is not over, people. So you have to take care of each other. You have to take care of yourself. And women, we are so guilty, and I am especially that, of giving to others and not giving enough to yourself. This is that time. This is the time to give to yourself if you can. And if you can't, you have to make it so you can, because you want to stay alive. You want to function, and you want to do more than survive. You want to thrive later after this is all over, COVID or any health issue that you're dealing with. But you have to have that sisterhood. It's nothing like a sisterhood to keep you and even talk to you to let you know oh, honey, I understand. I went through this. Oh, honey, this is what you do because she went through it too. There's nothing like that. You can only get so much from your man. And he is there to be there, or your friends, or your family, if they're a man. But sisterhood is always there. Sisterhood can be forever if you want it to be. And my health issues, anything I've just about had, there was a woman that was there, even my friend from childhood, friends, my family, women in my family, women I work with to tell me what I needed to do to fix an issue. So I am here for it. I am all for it. If there is a way for you to come through it with sisterhood, and that is the topic of It's a Wrap Wednesday this evening for women's health, because so many times we, as women, in so many other instances, we aren't believed. But when your sister lets you know that I know, I hear you too, that can uplift you and help you get through the day and help you get to the next day. So take care of yourself, people. You take care of yourself, ladies. You got to. You have to. We are here to continue to run the world. And you can't run it if you're not healthy. And that's just not advice to you. That is advice to myself. So until next time, people, during these treacherous times, interesting times, and still yet beautiful times, I want you to do what? Always be great.